Paulina Samaniego grew up between two dramatically different landscapes, the Chihuahuan Desert and the Alaskan coastline. During the school year in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, she was a typical student. She played softball and volleyball, even got voted prom queen. Then, over the summer, she and her family traveled to Excursion Inlet near Juneau, Alaska, where they worked on a salmon farm, helping process caviar.
Whenever there's a good season, there's about 400 people working there. Most of the time, it's the same people over and over. We grew up being family.
Samaniego sits outside the campus bookstore at New Mexico State University. She's a college student now, the first in her family. She's studying counseling and community psychology.
I feel like I'm a very good listener. So counseling and psychology, it just felt like if I was in the right place.
But Samaniego hasn't given up seasonal farm work. She still goes back to Alaska every summer.
I can work every day and just save that money to for my expenses here at NMSU, and that way I don't have to work the rest of the year.
Samaniego's experience isn't unique. Dozens of migrant or seasonal farm workers are currently enrolled at NMSU. Most come from families who work in the fields, topping onions or harvesting chili.
These are students that, you know, put food on our tables. These are students whose families sacrifice their health to get us our daily bread.
Martha Estrada directs the College Assistance Migrant Program at NMSU, also known as CAMP. It's a federally funded program to support migrant farm workers in their college studies.
We provide them with academic support, financial support, as well as social support.
Creating a cohort of other students from similar backgrounds with similar experiences. There wasn't always this type of support. In 1960, CBS broadcaster Edward R. Murrow produced a documentary called Harvest of Shame, highlighting poor working conditions for migrant farm workers.
Approximately one out of every 500 children whose parents are still migrant laborers finishes grade school. Approximately one out of every 5,000 ever finishes high school. And there is no case upon the record of the child of a migrant laborer ever receiving a college diploma.
The documentary spurred government action, including new funding for migrant education. CAMP was established in 1972, but the program didn't come to NMSU until 2001. Martha Estrada says CAMP provides students with a range of supports, everything from academic advisors and peer mentors to special courses on student success.
People may call it handholding. Yeah, maybe we handhold them, at least the first semester, at least to get started, so that we make sure the students aren't being set up for failure, that they understand how higher education works.
Estrada says migrant farm workers face several barriers to success. First, there's finances. Agricultural workers earn less annually than almost any other type of worker, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So CAMP helps students apply for financial aid and offer scholarships. Then there's academics.
Our students come from very rural areas where, yeah, they may have been the valedictorian in their school, but when you come to college, it's totally different.
Hence the academic support. Finally, Estrada says, some students are tempted to return to the fields full-time, where they can help their families and make immediate money. Erica Alvarez is a nursing student and a CAMP participant.
A lot of us are first-generation students. If we didn't have the CAMP program to be there for us financially or even emotionally and always encouraging us, then we might just go back to field work because it's an easy way to make money. And you'll know you know it's there rather than coming to college and getting loans, getting in debt. I think CAMP helps students be able to get out of that and realize there is more for them and they can do it.
Paulina Samaniego says her CAMP advisors taught her to advocate for herself, like freshman year when she wanted to drop a math class after the ad drop deadline.
I had to go with my academic advisor for my college, and he was very strict, like I was afraid of him.
So she asked her camp advisor, Jaime Lopez, to come with her.
I'm like, Jaime, I don't know what to say. The other advisor is going to say that I'm not good enough to be in this program and so on. And Jaime was like, it's okay, like we got this. And he was there with me, so that made me feel comfortable and saved.
Samaniego says afterward, she felt much more confident approaching school officials on her own. It's the kind of minor but crucial support that can make the difference between a student successfully navigating college and floundering, even dropping out. Samaniego says it's this support and built-in family that have made college a great experience. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.